This is Rhema for today.
Why? God doesn't destroy the flesh. Now, you see, to understand correctly what we're saying, you'd have to go back to the first lesson when we was talking about God's sending thing. You see, God permits, he doesn't commission. God permits it, but he doesn't do it. God has never made anybody sick. God doesn't have any sickness.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And then, the next week, you see, on Tuesday, actually, and maybe you'll move a little faster then in that part of the country, at least it does now sometimes. I got a letter the next week, you see, from this pastor. See, we closed on Sunday night, and then after the following next weekend, you see, then that next week I got a letter from this pastor. He knew where I was going. He knew the pastor, and he sent it to me in care of this pastor. He had his address. And in this letter, Brother Robertson said to me, he said, Brother Hagin said, you remember, I'll tell you what I'm writing about, the young man that you said there's a dark cloud, there's a darkness actually right out in front of him. And once he went into that darkness, he'd never come out of it. But if he'd come to the altar, he'd never go into the darkness. He'd walk in the light with Jesus. Of course, I remembered that. He said, you remember that I asked you, I went back and spoke to this young man, and I asked you and said to you, that is the young man you was talking about. And I said, yes. Well, he said, we closed on Sunday night, and you went your way. The following Saturday night, this young man was out, and he got to drinking and had too much to drink. And he was thought he was going into his house. And he was trying to get in. The door was locked. And so he just tore the front screen off and was kicking down the front door. And when he kicked down the front door, it was somebody else. I didn't know where it was. A man opened a double-barreled shotgun right in his face and shot off his chin and all the lower part of his face. And Brother Robertson said to me about 4 o'clock in the morning, my telephone's ringing in the parsonage. They asked me if I'd come to the hospital. So I went up to the hospital. He said in his letter, Brother Hagin, you know what a fine specimen that young man. Good looking. I guarantee you put any 10 young men together and he's better looking than all 10 of them put together. Just a handsome gentleman. And he said there he was with, didn't look like a human being. The biggest part of his face just shot away. And he said, I walked up to him, took his hand. He couldn't see. And I just took his hand and said, I'm Brother Robertson, Pastor Robertson. And he said there, some way or another, I don't know how he talked because his chin was gone. But down in there in that awful looking mess, some way or another, I heard these words. Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I listen? I knew that was me. I knew that was me. Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I listen? And I said with tears, died and went to hell, crying out, why didn't I listen? Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I listen? Well, you see, that was really more serious because it was his eternal salvation at stake. Yet right on the other hand, I think things happen a lot of times to Christians just because they didn't listen. I don't mean there's loss now, but they missed out. They missed out on the blessings God intended that they should have just because they didn't listen. Amen. It not only pays sinners to listen to the voice of God, it pays Christians to listen to the voice of God, doesn't it? I said, doesn't it? Amen. Amen. Now then, I think we should, because it's important, talk a little bit about this discipline in the church. While it is true that divine healing belongs to the Christians, and it is God's will that they be healed. It is also true that if some persist in disobedience, God will permit. No, he didn't send it. God will permit the devil to put sickness upon them. Now, we can't honestly, you know, we don't like to get off on some scripture sometime, but we have to. This is school of healing. We've got to examine all areas here. We can't honestly preach divine healing without these scriptures. Because, you see, they concern sickness. Actually, if we really had the New Testament church authority, we should turn these disobedient ones over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved. Now, let's look at some scripture. Open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Like I said, these are scriptures that we don't like to get on, but we have to. It's in the Bible. It's written to the church. It's written to believers. It's applicable today just as much as it was then. Now notice, 1 Corinthians 5, 1. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Now, Paul here is talking about people in the church. Not unbelievers outside the church, not sinners. These people are members of the church at Corinth. They have been born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. They even had gifts of the Spirit operating in their lives. You know, Paul wrote to the same church earlier in this same letter and said to that church that you come behind in no good gift. They had all the gifts of the Spirit operating among them. Yet among them was a man who was cohabiting with his father's wife. Here evidently was a man that took his stepmother away from his daddy and was living with her in immorality and open sin. Now notice what Paul went on to say. We read the first verse of 1 Corinthians 5, verse 2. And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, Paul's talking about himself, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I was present, concerning him that has so done this deed. Now notice, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he went on to say, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now, did you ever notice this so many times? Folks have said, well, just leave them alone. God will take care of them. But you know, that's unscriptural. However, the Bible says to turn them over to the devil. Didn't say to turn them over to God. This church did not turn that man over to God. They turned him over to the devil. Didn't they? I said, didn't they? Why? God doesn't destroy the flesh. Now you see, to understand correctly what we're saying, you'd have to go back to the first lesson when we was talking about God sending things. You see, God permits, he doesn't commission. God permits it, but he doesn't do it. God has never made anybody sick. God doesn't have any sickness. There's not any sickness up in heaven. It couldn't come from there. There's not any sickness in God. I said, there's not any sickness in God. Is there? I said, is there?
No.
Certainly there isn't. Certainly there isn't. Now, he may permit, but that doesn't mean he commissions. Even this man, now listen, here's something that's startling but true. Even this man who was living with his stepmother in open sin wasn't going to be made sick by God. Did you notice that? You see, he had a certain amount of protection because he was in the church, even though he had sinned and done wrong. Now, looking at the end of this chapter, we read in verse 12 and 13 of 1 Corinthians 5, "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within?" Talking about the church as a whole. "But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourself that wicked person." Those without are those people out in the world. God judges them, he said. But he isn't going to judge the man in the church, for we are to judge them that are within. Did you get that? It's there, isn't it? What are you going to do about it? Say it's not true? Well, I mean, if these verses of Scripture are not true, then the rest of the Bible's not true. Might as well throw the whole thing away. The church is instructed to put away those that continue to sin, to turn them over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. When you're come together with my spirit and the power of the Lord Jesus, he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, deliver them. That was the church doing. That was church action, not some individual in the church. The church. Deliver them unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now, if we had New Testament discipline, brother, we'd solve a lot of our problems.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, hon, they hear us every... At every program, we say we want to thank you for helping.
Yes.
Well, we're talking to those that have become a Rhema partner, a word partner with us, we call it.
Yes.
And what is a partner? It's just somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send. It helps us to continue to do this broadcast.
Yes.
And many other things that we do all over the world. So if you'd like to become a partner with us, you can go to rhema.org.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.